Lake Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. I'm Mitch Tine.
And I'm Bonnie North. On 9/11, almost 3,000 people died during the terrorist attacks on New York's World Trade Center, the Pentagon, and on the four planes used in the attacks. U.S. airspace was closed for 5 days, and traffic was prevented from landing on or leaving U.S. soil. Many incoming planes had to be diverted in mid-flight.
Newfoundland absorbed many of those flights full of frightened people. Canada's easternmost province is not densely populated, but the people of Gander and other Newfoundland towns rolled up their sleeves, pulled out the extra pillows, and made sure people had food, shelter, and company while they were waiting to go home.
Milwaukee's Connie Batias was one of those people. The Broadway musical based on these events, called Come From Away, plays at the Marcus Center this week, so we asked Connie to tell us about her experience in Canada.
I was coming back from Athens, Greece, and our plane ended up in St. John's Island, Newfoundland. Never heard of it before until we got there.
Did you know as you were making this emergency landing what was going on? Did the pilot tell you?
The pilot just said there was a tragedy in New York City, and we have to land ASAP. And that's all he said. His voice was very quivery, and he sounded like he was crying. Once we landed, then he told us exactly what had happened, and we were all crying.
It was such a
shock. It was hard to believe that it even happened.
And so how long were you in Newfoundland before you were allowed to go home?
5 days.
And what was it like?
Something that was so tragic. It was absolutely beautiful what turned out to be in St. John's Island. The people were absolutely amazing. They were the nicest, sweetest people I have ever met, and I have a longtime friend that we're on Facebook together.
I was going to ask you if you stayed in touch with anybody.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Definitely. Yes.
Have you been back to visit?
No, I have not. No, but I hear a lot about it through my friend Dot. Yeah. She and her husband were one of the two volunteers. We ended up in the high school. And she sort of attached not only to myself, but there were two couples that sort of took me under their wing when we heard what had happened and said that, you know, we should stick together, which we did. The couples were not only neighbors, but very good friends with each other. So we kind of piled around the high school.
Were they able to show you around Newfoundland at all?
Yes. Finally, on the third day, we were able to go out, and Dot was our chaperone, and we had lunch at several different places. It was very, very nice. I don't remember the names of the places, but I do know that Newfoundland was quite hilly. It also reminded me of San Francisco. But very, very nice. Even the people on the street, if we stopped for a red light, or the people were just, you know, so kind, greeted us. We greeted back, obviously. But it was just amazing how nice they were. And at the school, all the volunteers, it was 24/7. If you wanted a hot meal at, say, 1 o'clock in the morning or 3 o'clock in the morning, you had it. It was there.
Wow.
I know. It was just amazing.
When did they know what had happened? Did they know before you came to the
high
school?
Yes.
So they were aware.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, because by the time we got to the high school, they had cots set up in the gym. And they had everything from not only the food and coffee, you know, 24/7, but they had blankets for us. They had towels so we could shower. It was just amazing. They were all set up. Anything that we needed. I ended up staying in the library in a recliner chair, but I watched a lot of TV.
I was going to say, and you had books to read. So,
and there were books to read, yes. But also the senior class, they all volunteered. And believe it or not, most of the senior class 24/7. They just stayed awake. Kind of took me under their wing and had a lot of pleasant conversations with them.
Was it your first time in Canada?
Yes.
What difference did you find? I mean, I'm sure there are some between Canadians and Americans. Or were there not?
I don't know. They were just so pleasant, so down to earth, more so than here. A little bit laid back. Mm-hmm. So that was one aspect. They took everything in stride instead of, you know, like here we are running around like crazy, bustling here, bustling there. I don't know. This just how wonderful that they were.
So when you finally got back to the United States, what was that like after being 5 days, basically in limbo, but being taken care of, but still not knowing what was happening back home?
It was bittersweet. Bittersweet. I was, you know, thankful to get home safely and to my family. But I also miss, I call them family, in Newfoundland. And not just Dot and her husband, but everybody that volunteered. I can't give you a lot of names because they were all strangers. But while we were there, they really weren't strangers. It's like we had known each other for years and years and years. So that was really nice, very nice.
It's an amazing show of human kindness.
Oh, yes, definitely, definitely. And they cried, too. You know, it was just so sad. But at the same time, we comforted each other, so that was really nice.
So I know you say you and Dot are still connected on Facebook. Are you making plans, now that you've retired, are you making plans to go see her?
Well, she did text me about a month, 2 months ago now. Come join me in New York. We're going to see Come From Away. And I said, thank you very much, Dot. But it's going to be here very shortly. So you let me know how it was. She did text me back, and she said, you cannot miss it. It was absolutely superb. Those were her exact words, absolutely superb. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Coming from somebody who was very much a part of the real thing, that's high praise.
Yes.
And so I do hope that you get back together.
She told me on her bucket list, because she has recently retired, that she was going to come and visit and stay a week or so. And I said, absolutely, just tell me when you're ready. And she said, well, not this year, maybe next year, but I'm not sure. So I'm looking forward to that.
It's a lifelong friend from a very difficult, difficult time.
Absolutely. Like I said, very bittersweet at the time, but something so tragic to have something so beautiful come out of it. I even have some letters that I cherish from some of the members of the senior class. So
are you still in touch with them, too?
No, but I did go over the letters just a couple of nights ago. And I think about it every so often. Where are you now? You know, they're all grown. They're probably married, children of their own. And I'm sure they probably share the experience. But I cherish those letters, and I'll keep them. I've kept them all these years. I'll continue to keep them.
Connie, it has been such an honor to meet you.
Thank you so much.
And thanks so
much
for
my pleasure.
Milwaukee's Connie Batias was returning from Greece on 9/11 and spent 5 days in Newfoundland, Canada, waiting for U.S. airspace to reopen. She's looking forward to seeing Come From Away, which is playing this week at the Marcus Center. There is more information about the show at WUWM.com.